What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today we're covering a military subject. All right. Now, I know we covered some military subjects last week, but somebody sent me an article in regards to the military's having a new way to handle these so-called sexual assaults that happen in the military, and the fact that the affirmative action that is taking place out there is literally destroying our military from the floor up, and it is turning into one hell of a shit show. And I just want to show you everything out there, and basically you can decide for yourself. Now, I, in good conscience, cannot recommend anyone go into the military in current year unless you have absolutely no other option. Meaning, you're living on the street, or you're in, a foster home, and you're about to age out and wind up on the street. Got it. But if you have any other options, I would highly recommend you do something else other than military service. And we're going to cover a lot of the shit that's basically rotting our military from the floor up. And then I'll do a little briefing at the end on the piece of chalk block behind me and walk you through the whole thing. And today we have Evil Shaggy helping us out.
As always.
Well, Blake is working tomorrow, and he's got to drive, 3 hours up north to get everything set up. It is what it is. And we don't make a lot of money on this channel. There's not a lot of money in hope. We're getting stepped on by virtually every possible way from YouTube, except, having our partnership with them revoked. Majority of our stuff is demonetized anyway. But speaking of that, I want to give a shout out to Fresh and Fit. All right. If you aren't familiar with who they are, they run a podcast out of Florida. They have a lot of younger women from the bar scene and the Miami scene on their show all the time. And God bless them. I could not run a show like that. They are literally on the ground floor of the hose of stupidity and insanity. That's literally, you're seeing it firsthand on their show when you hear these women talking about man and woman relations and the dynamics around that whole thing. They are so delusional and out of touch with reality. I would literally rip my hair out if I had to listen to that every single day. But somebody's got to do it, and they're doing a damn good job. So please, if you can, go check them out on Rumble, because they're trying to get a presence over there and stay in the podcast business. Because listen, we need to have these kind of examples for men out there. There are no male role models, very few, and the men are suffering. And there's a lot of young men out there who are searching online for the questions that no one will answer for them until they come to my channel where I tell them the truth, or some of the other red pill channels, with Fresh and Fit being one of them. Another one that comes close to mind is Joker. That dude is amazing, solid dude, very honorable. You can't go wrong with him either. All right. So, Jimmy, with that being said, let's bring it in.
All righty. So
going off, I left it on.
You turn your sheet off, man.
I'm an idiot.
But you said affirmative action there, Pop, and well, I'm pretty sure a lot of everybody knows what it is. But
hang on. Before you show this one, show the PT card so we can see how affirmative action works in the military. Right. Now, this is an older standard, but you will see how egregious it is between the men and the women. You've heard me bitch about this before, but it's not the same unless I show you an example. Yep. All right, can you blow that up a little bit?
Yep. So here we have the push-up standards for men and women. Mm-hmm. So we scroll down here. We'll go to the age group, 17 to 21, male and female. So right out the gate, one repetition for men, they score 3. One for females, score 29.
Yeah.
So that's over 7 times the points that they're getting. So we come up here a little bit. They do 20 repetitions, and they get a 62, while men only get a 30.
How many does a man have to do to get to the bare minimum of 62?
Oh, let's see. We're scrolling up here. Let's see. He would have to do 44. He will get a 63.
Okay. Now go up to the top, and there should be another one for sit-ups.
Let's see. Sit-ups is right here.
Here we go. Now, this you're going to love this one.
All righty. So the same age bracket, 17 to 21. Let's see.
They have that. Okay, that's unisex. That's male and female. It's only one score. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So in the older scale that I used, there was a different setting, a different grading curve for men and women on everything. All right. They're trying to even it up here, but I don't think they're doing. Is this the run now?
This is the 2 mile run standard.
All right, go down to 18 to 20. 17 to 21 and see what a woman needs to get 60 points.
Well, right off the bat, if she finishes in 20 minutes, 30 seconds, she gets a 41. men don't get any points until 20 minutes and 12 seconds. They get a single point after that.
Uh-huh.
So for the bare minimum of 62, women have to run the 2 mile run in 18 minutes and 42 seconds.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. See, the reason I'm laughing is I'm an old infantry grunt. And one time I showed up to do a PT test. I did the bare minimum and I literally got the shit smoked out of me, had to do the entire PT test again. And they literally said, "Pop, when you show up here for the PT test, there's no holding back. It's 110% effort on everything. If we think you're holding back, we are going to smoke your bags." They only had to do that to me one time. And every single time after that, when I stepped up to that line, I was like, I am going to die before I fall out of this run. I don't care if I have one goddamn lake. I'm going to jump the whole 2 miles. It doesn't matter. All right, and I have seen countless examples when I was in KPOC of women showing up with the bare minimum PT cards and getting promoted to NCO level status over men who blew the PT test away, had combat deployments, had a lot of HUA schools under their belt, like airborne, air assault. Some of them had CIBs, meaning they saw actual two-way rifle range action overseas, and they're getting passed over for women mainly because of affirmative action. The Army is not the place for that. In fact, I would argue every single male space where men usually congregate to talk amongst themselves or do their own activities, whatever, women always want to infiltrate and monitor the activity, and it usually ruins everything. And now we're seeing it in real time with our very own military. All right.
Fun times. Fun times. But going back to the what affirmative action is, I'm sure everybody knows what it is, but just to refresh some minds. Affirmative action, also known as positive action or positive discrimination, involves sets of policies and practices within a government or organization seeking to include particular groups that were historically discriminated against based on their ethnicity in areas such as groups are underrepresented, mistreated, or suffer from a lack of public support.
Mm-hmm.
Wah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is insane. I mean, how many years has this been out? Didn't they just come out in the 80s or something?
Something like that, I believe so.
Yeah. And it has ruined everything. Listen, if women want to do the hard jobs, they should be offered the opportunity to apply for those hard jobs. But they should have to make one standard. You want to be a Green Beret? There's one standard, the male standard, because that's who you're serving alongside. And if you can't hang with them, you're risking everyone's life in that team. All right.
But
yeah, listen, this whole thing, this is, I hate this. This has really got me freaking out here.
But speaking of freaking out, women in Army SOF sidelined by benevolent sexism study finds.
Yeah, this is good. This is a good one.
In the most masculine community on Earth, not only do service women contend with undue interest from their male counterparts, they also encounter hostility from jealous spouses and benevolent sexism that can keep them off deployments and training ops due to perceived fragility. Female soldiers, still an extreme minority in the special operations community, report that they're called out and excluded due to their status as parents. Their perception is too stern or too friendly, and even their decision to wear yoga pants, a ubiquitous activewear staples for millions of women. Those are some of the key findings from an internal study by U.S. Army Special Operations Command on barriers to service for women in the ranks.
All right, let's stop here. Now, she said female fragility. All right, so, okay, is there a female NFL team? No. Are there female players on the NFL? No. Hockey? No. Basketball? Well, no. They have their own league. Nobody goes to it because it's boring, because they don't perform to the same level as men. All right. Now, when you are in a Special Forces A team, and I know because I was on several of them, you're expected to carry far beyond the standard infantry load, meaning the Ranger RRF rucksack was 48 pounds dry with everything on the packing list. It was already pre-packed on the top of your rucksack, ready to go at a moment's notice. In the Special Forces, you can add easily 35 pounds to that before you even add water. It was common for me to walk around horrifically long distances across triple canopy jungle, deserts, prairies, in the snow to get the job done. All right. Now, I have yet to come across a woman in, let's face it, a woman that's in good enough shape to even try for that. It's probably going to be somewhere in the 130 to 160 body weight range. So you are literally expecting these women to carry 100 pounds on their back to keep up with all of the other dudes on the team. Now, as a gambling man and using the examples of the different, teams and the different sexes, I'd have to call bullshit on that. What is going to happen in reality is benevolent sexism, where the men realize that she can't hang to the same standard as a male, and they start, lightening the loads, taking stress off of her, and so forth. Now, by doing this, they are literally risking the lives of other men on that team. Because if you have to go to a mission with a certain amount of equipment and you divvy it up across everyone in the team, which is pretty much an SOP practice, and one person on the team just can't seem to carry their weight, well, somebody else will have to do it. It's unfair to them, and it puts the entire mission and the lives of everyone in those teams at risk. And I'm not picking on anyone. I am not bad-mouthing these ladies. I am merely stating the truth and facts of the entire situation. And these words are coming from an individual who basically chewed the same dirt and did many of the same things that the special forces community does today. And I would say some of them were even more egregious, and, you know, some were easier. I mean, it is what it is. Everyone's time and service is different. And us old timers always use the words, well, back in my day, it was different. Well, it applies to everyone. It doesn't matter if you did 30 years or 3 years, your perspective will be different across the board. All right.
All right. Completed in 2021, released this month to Military Times through a public records request, the 106-page study illustrates the obstacles that persist as female soldiers seek equal standing in the USASOC and obtaining gear that fits properly to being recognized as full members of the team they serve with.
All right, so hang on. So now we have to make a whole other set of equipment for these female soldiers to use. Okay, that's kind of crazy. Either you use the shit that the Army gives you, or you shut the fuck up. That's the only real options there are. But the Army is going to, you know, tiptoe around these women and try to make all these concessions to make them happy because of affirmative action and pressure from up top to make it happen. This is stupid at every single level. All right, continue on.
That, and it's not like the Air Force spent how many millions of dollars developing a flight suit for pregnant pilots?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Stupidity overload, man. The study also represents a thorough and clear-eyed effort, a first of its scope within the USSOC, to grapple with and understand the hidden factors that keep women from being accepted by their peers in that community. Acting without external provocation, outgoing USASOC Commander Major General Francis Boudet directed...
That's USASOC. That's how you pronounce that.
All right. Directed by the study to be undertaken with oversight from an organization psychologist in early 2021.
Okay. So now we're going to involve psychologists who literally juggle their book on terms and illnesses like Bozo the Clown. Shut up. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Gonna right. Start drinking here soon.
Yeah.
Let's see, where was that? Over the course of the year, 5,000 USASOC members, including 1,000 women, took a 41-question survey identifying barriers to service. This was followed by 48 women-only focus group sessions that held at 14 bases, 25 command team interviews throughout the USASOC at the group, the battalion, and commander company level. Of the 42 recommendations, the study generated, all of which the USASOC says it's acting on in some form, 18 emphasized increased education and awareness.
All right, that's a bunch of word salad for we're going to pound basically a square peg into a round hole no matter what.
You look like you need a shot there, Pop.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Other obstacles to service addressed by the study included access to female-specific health care, pregnancy and miscarriage support, access to child care, and safety concerns in lodging due to poor lighting and lax security.
Read that again. Sometimes the stupid doesn't stick on the first pass.
Other obstacles to service addressed by the study included access to female-specific health care, pregnancy and miscarriage support, access to child care, and safety concerns in lodging due to poor lighting and lax security.
All right. So When you're a male in the special operations, you don't get any of that. All right? They don't give a shit about your kids or your family or your living situation. They'll give you a lip service like they do, but they don't, and it's proven by their actions. Now they have to be all gentle, touchy-feely for these females and make sure they get all the same like services that females need. All right, listen. If you're going into the special operations, at a bare minimum, when you show up to SFAS to do the selection, you should have an IUD in, and it should remain in place until you're off status, okay? Because, yeah, you want to have kids? Well, get out of the special operations and have your kids, and then come back if you can. Don't do it in the middle of serving in the special operations, because it cheapens and weakens the entire place. Yeah, and listen, I'm being honest here. All right, there is, in my opinion, no place for women like this. If there's, now granted, I'm sure there's a couple women out there that could show up and keep up with the dudes and do everything they do. I got no problem with that. I have a problem with the kid glove treatment. It doesn't add anything to the mission effectiveness of the force, period, in my opinion. All right, next.
Of note, nearly all the women who participated in the research held support rules within the USAOC. At time of the report's completion, there were only 3 female 18 series or Green Beret soldiers within the entire command.
Correct. And I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't talk to these guys. I corresponded with individuals who were cadre, and these women, like just like the ones that made it through Ranger School, were babied. That is some horse shit right there. Because when I went through selection, I had to finish the last, I believe it was a 28-mile road march with one working leg. Oh, my God. That was such a goddamn meat grinder. And I just find it hard to believe that these ladies are making it through there. I really do. I'd have to see it to believe it. I don't believe it. All right, continue on. Sorry.
All righty. Today, USA SOC spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Mike Burns said that there are more than 3, but fewer than 10 female Green Berets. This study leaders indicate was a driving factor for the project. Although disappointed by some of the findings and comments in the study, we are committed to addressing these issues with candor and transparency. I'm encouraged by the report stating that 72% of women would support their daughter serving in an ARSOF formation. Lieutenant General Jonathan Braga, USA SOC's current commander, said in a letter introducing the study, "I'm confident in the incredible men and women in this formation making USA SOC a better place to work every day for our sons and daughters alike."
Hey, okay. All right. What you heard there is basically the officer being forced to do what officers do, which is kiss ass and suck dick. All right. They cannot be honest. And when you hear the words honest and candor, you can pretty much assume when those words are spoken out of any officer's mouth, they mean the exact opposite. All right.
Oh, man. But starting off with the benevolent sexism.
Here we go.
While sexual assault and harassment are addressed in the study, 30% of female soldiers surveyed reported sexual harassment as a challenge. And a focus group of participants agreed the figure should really be closer to 95%.
Oh, women, my God.
Women said they were also harmed or limited by male colleagues and leaders who acted out on a desire to protect them. In one case, a junior NCO said she was taken off a deployment roster and replaced with a man because "I wasn't tactically proficient enough for the mission."
Listen, that is the brutal truth. If I was approached on several occasions, say, hey, Sergeant Pop, what would you do if you had a woman assigned to your team and you had to go to war? I immediately responded, I would throw them down the stairs. Because they're useless to me. If they can't hang at my level or the level of the team or platoon or company, they're risking everyone else's lives. And it's not benevolent sexism, it's honesty. If she's getting cut off a mission, it's because she can't fucking hang. Period. This is the whiny ass bullshit that they do to get their way and ruin shit from within. This is, oh man, I wish I was running the show. I would have one standard. You make it or you don't. If you don't make it, go fuck yourself. Go cry to your mother. I don't care. All right, continue. I'm sorry. I'm getting spun up.
I think that was appropriate.
Yeah. I'm sorry I keep covering these military subjects, but I am just, you know, I did 33 years in the military, and it just breaks my heart when I hear about this craziness.
Yep. However, she added that the pre-mission training had not even begun yet, and her leaders didn't have the necessary information to make that call.
That's bullshit.
Yep. Where's the bullshit flag?
As a training NCO, I had an entire database on every single soldier under my influence. I had their name, rank, SOC, address, name of their dependents, number of dependents, their wife, their shot record status, their PT history, their height and weight history, the training they're up to date on, their weapons qualification, their NBC qualifications, allergies, past injuries. Had all of that in the database. I literally hit a couple keystrokes and I know what your entire life is about. I can even read your NCERs if you're basically an NCO. And after you've been around long enough, you know how shit works. I could pick up records and look, all this guy's mediocre. This guy's a piece of shit. Nah, this is not cutting it. This guy's a hard charger. I want that guy on my team. I mean, it's just basic experience. It has nothing to do with discrimination. It has everything to do with successful mission completion without getting yourself and your men killed. Period. All right.
Another junior NCO reported that on her last deployment, all men in her unit had jointly decided that it was too risky to allow women to leave the wire, dramatically limiting their ability to contribute to the mission. Another woman who described a similar scenario vented her exasperation to investigators. I had a she-we. I can wipe my own ass. I wipe my own ass. And I went to Sears school where I slept right next to all the guys.
Well, here's the thing. If these women were cutting the mustard, that we wouldn't have this problem. And listen, the upper chain of command, big army, is going to fuck this whole thing up by forcing these women to go out on these missions. And yes, at some point, people are going to needlessly die because of it. All right. Now, let's say you got, you know, a 12-man team. Everyone's got like 70 pounds on their back, except for the female. So there's two or three other guys got to carry her weight. Well, you get into a scrape, you have to run for your life. The two guys, they can't keep up because they're carrying another soldier's bullshit that they should be able to carry. Well, in a combat situation, you have the quick and you have the dead. Well, you can just guess what's going to happen then, can't you?
Yep. And in case anyone was wondering what a she-we is, a she-we is a brand named funnel device that allows women to urinate discreetly in a field environment.
Yeah. Listen, that's really not a big deal. I don't give a shit about that stuff. But,
no.
You know, like they have different equipment. They need different equipment for the equipment. I got it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. The common practice of having separate living quarters for women in training and deployed environments, which offers privacy and staves off spousal distrust, concerns back home, also has a major downside, respondent said. Multiple women reported being left behind on missions because of planning changes in after-hour sessions that took place without them.
Because they wanted to speak frankly amongst themselves without hurting this person's feelings. Because they're not meeting the standard. They've been pushed through the pipeline, and everyone there knows it, and nobody wants the pariah with them when they have to go out of the outside the wire, because people die outside the wire. That's just the way it works. All right, continue on.
Let's see. Among female officers in particular, the study found jealousy from spouses and significant others was a major barrier to equality and camaraderies between the units. Women in focus group described being excluded from casual and social events for this reason. One officer said she was only referred to by her last name and hid the fact that she was not a woman. Or she was a woman.
All right. Here's the honest reason that happens. When a bunch of dudes go out, they act a certain way. And everyone's cool with it. There's a lot of locker room humor, a lot of crass talk and what have you. It's not a big deal. Now you introduce a woman into that scenario. They can't do that because they don't want to offend her and get in trouble with HR and get an IG complaint. It changes the whole dynamic. And quite frankly, I don't blame them for excluding this female. I really don't. You know, maybe I'm old school like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we know how women usually are acting these days. You know, a wave can be considered sexual assault. You know, you say, hi, how are you? You open up the door for them. That's sexual assault. Well, there's an executive order on how military handles sexual assaults.
All right. Now, hang on. This is going to blow your mind. This is actually going to be a very important reason why a lot of people are going to get out of the service. Because quite literally, the Army is putting up the poll and preparing to basically roast soldiers at the stake. Now, before we get into this article, in my entire 33 years in the military, I never had anyone in any of the units I worked with or I was attached to or I worked beside. Never did I actually have anybody in any of those units get convicted or charged for a beatdown rape. All right. Some of these guys did get in trouble for fraternization, which they called sexual assault, because if you're in a leadership position, you can't take you can't take advantage of your subordinates. And technically, in the Army of the Eyes, they don't have the ability to consent. That is a majority of what we're seeing here. Now, a lot of these women do this stuff intentionally so they can get like promoted faster, get easier jobs, what have you. It's just human nature. It is what it is. It's ruining people's careers. I can't tell you how many field grade officers who got hemmed up messing around with female subordinates that went south. It always blows up in their face.
Usually in more ways than one.
Hang on a minute. Stand by. I think I have a squirrel in my house. Squirrel alert. Stand by.
Uh-oh. All right. I guess while Pop is dealing with that real quick, I'll go ahead and put myself full screen. I'll read through some super chats here. Oh, got a crazy uncle, $10. He says, I was a drill.
Have to get him later.
Oh, I'm going to have to get him later. Alrighty.
Yeah. Running gunfight coming up. Can't film it. goddamn beast getting my goddamn. Gah! All right. Sorry. Yeah,
I thought I heard some scurrying around going on in the background there, but we'll get him later. onto this executive order. The executive order makes changes to the manual for courts martials. The changes, among other things, move responsibility for the handling of such crimes away from the military commanders to independent military prosecutors who are outside of the military chain of command. Many of the changes in the executive order are related to recommendations made by the Independent Review Commission on Sexual Assault in the Military, which was created in early 2021 at the discretion of Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III. The commission submitted its final recommendations to the president in June 2021. Following his personal review of the commission's recommendations, Austin said that he had a strong bias towards accepting them, and adding that doing so was part of taking care of what the military's most important asset is, its people. Our most critical asset as a department is our people, and our people and readiness are inextricably linked, Austin wrote in a June 2021 memorandum. We will remain the preeminent fighting force in the world because we strive to better take care of our people. Our values and expectation remain at the core of addressing this problem, and I have every confidence our force will get this right.
All right, so what you're hearing there is yet more officers sucking dick and kissing ass and saying what they're told to say. All right, now, I have a lot of experience in this. I've had to deal with some of these 15-6 investigations. All right, so what they're proposing is this. Say a woman claims sexual assault. Back in the day, the commander would assign officers to do a 15-6 investigation, interview everyone who had knowledge of it or what went on, and then give a finding to the commander on his courses of action. And most of the time, those courses of action are either elevate to a higher command, refer for courts-martial, or in-house judicial punishment. Most of the time, if it's not like a beat-down rape or anything like that, and there's a little bit of basically tit for tat going on, it usually was handled in-house with either company or field grade Article 15s. I saw that happen probably 4 or 5 dozen times in 33 years. And there are some occasions, like in my case, I was accused of some pretty crazy stuff from a female first lieutenant. And the only reason I did not get run up the flagpole is I had the entire interaction on base. I had filmed the whole thing, on a nanny cam with sound. Other than that, I would have been kicked out of the service because this woman had some crazy shit to say that never happened. So what's going to happen now is this woman's going to run her mouth. Okay, it's going to get referred to an outside command, which doesn't have any knowledge of what's going on inside the unit. And quite literally, it's going to crucify and burn more soldiers at the stake needlessly than needs to happen. All right. And listen, men will see that a few times and they're like, why the fuck am I here? This is absolutely insane. I am out. And we're seeing that happen in droves. The retirement rates in the military for everyone with 20 years or more are skyrocketing. These people can't wait to get their 20 years in a day and get out of the service because of shit like this. Continue.
Oh, man. But even with all that good stuff and whatnot that they put through, sexual assault problem, it's only getting worse.
Uh-huh. Well, it might have something to do with you watered down the term so much, it now applies to many, many situations that historically weren't looked at like that.
Yep. But more incidents, less reporting, plummeting confidence in the system to get justice. Those are the takeaways from the Defense Department's most recent annual sexual assault prevention and response report released Thursday. For years, officials have couched increases in sexual assault reports by claiming that survivors are becoming more comfortable with reporting. But for 2021, that math doesn't bear out. We know how much you like math, Pop. A survey measuring prevalence of sexual assault, including whether survivors filed reports, lines up neatly with the official report counts, showing that not only is unwanted sexual contact rising, but fewer people are opting to report it, and fewer perpetrators are becoming are being legally punished. So this year...
Hang on a minute. All right. I've had females in my unit, right? And the ones that are worth their salt, when, you know, they do their job, they do minimum bitching, maximum effort. Are they successful all the time? No, but that doesn't really matter for the most part. Once they become part of that unit, they literally have a whole army of big brothers looking out for them. I can't tell you how many times I had to basically step in to keep dudes from getting basically murdered at a bar for being stupid with some of the female soldiers in the units I served in. That's just how it is. You know, because men always instinctively protect the woman. That's just the way it is. And in my opinion, a lot of these so-called sexual assault things could be handled in-house a lot more efficiently. You know, little dimensional lumber, some wall-to-wall counseling. You'd be surprised how much attitudes change.
So this year, officials aren't couching it anymore. It's not good. The report estimates that more than 8% of female service members experienced unwanted sexual contact in 2021, the highest rate since the department began counting in 2004. For men, it was the second highest figure at 1.5%. And what I want to emphasize is these numbers are extremely disappointing. Beth Foster, DOD's Director of Force Resiliency, told Military Times on Wednesday. They're tragic, they're frustrating, and I do believe that we can change this trajectory, and I believe that the department has a plan in place to do so.
Okay, now here's my plan. All right, don't have men and women serving together. Just don't do it. It was working just fine before, and now they're forcing this. Women are coming into all male spaces, and lo and behold, just like I said in the beginning, it's fucking up the whole system.
Fucking it up by the numbers.
Wow.
There's a bit of a nuance in the prevalence estimates since they began back in 2006, as they're based on department-wide survey. 16 years ago, there was one question covering sexual assault. In 2014, that became a series of very specific questions meant to catch multiple types of unwanted contact. For 2021, those questions were scaled back somewhat under the guidance that the numerous graphic questions in the list could be putting people off from answering them.
Yeah, whatever.
Or it could, basically say, you're kind of lying on this question, so you're full of shit.
Or people read it and go, this is absolute bullshit. I want nothing to do with this.
Yep.
That's actually fairly common.
Yeah. As they have in the past, the extrapolated estimates show that women in the Marine Corps faced the most unwanted sexual contact incidents, 13.4%, up from 10.7% in 2018. And men in the Navy were the most affected, 2.1%, up from 1% in 2018. One would figure that rate would be higher in the Navy.
In the Navy?
In the Navy.
That's a messed up stereotype, bro.
Yeah, it is. That's so fucked up. Overall, the department counted 7,260 sexual assault reports in calendar year of 2021 out of an estimated 35,900 incidents for a 20% reporting rate. That figure has fallen significantly since the last survey in 2018 when the reporting rate was pegged at 30%.
Wow.
Phrasing. The past two surveys marked the first time the reporting rate has dropped since 2012, when it was at 11%.
All right. Yeah, this is getting out of hand here. All right. Sexual assault. What exactly is it? Now, when I think of sexual assault, I think of, like, basically, you know, beat down rape. That's my number one option. Then you have unwanted forceful touching, you know, walking up and grabbing the goodie bags, or, you know, grabbing the rear bumper without being, you know, invited. Okay, I can see there you can get some, you can get your pee-pee spanked over that. Other than that, I mean, I've seen guys get hammered for sexual assault for literally, you know, reaching up to help a woman out of off the back of a vehicle. We're in a 5-ton, grab her, put her down, and apparently the hand went to a wrong place, and, you know, he got his pee-pee spanked for it. I mean, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about here. You know, you when you're in the service, you live like next to people all the time. And if you're in an austere environment, I mean, you don't have the luxury of all of these facilities and places. You might get a Kwanzaa hut to live in for everyone. You just got to figure it the fuck out. That's the way we did it in the old days. Now you got to have all of this other bells and whistles and horse shit because you have women on your team or in your unit. Come on. First of all, it wastes time, it's expensive, and it's inefficient. All right? There's three strikes. The answer? Don't bring women. They shouldn't be there, especially if it's a combat zone. Sorry, not sorry. All right.
Simple as that. But
I don't understand. This is not rocket science. They have done these studies like literally every 7 years since we pulled out of Vietnam about women and men serving together. And it never works out. It's always a goddamn headache. You know, it's nothing but trouble and inefficiency. And another thing they don't cover here, which I know personally this does happen, is women get medically discharged at a higher rate for basically, you know, lower back injuries and joint injuries that happen in the service because quite literally they're doing things their body is not designed to handle. Now, they can be as mad as they want. They can scream to the universe how unfair it is. I did not build this world. I did not build the universe. Okay, go bitch to that guy. You're only going to get the truth from me. Wah.
But going to the crime rates here, we have a nice little table pulled up here. Starts in
1960.
So we're going to go ahead and bring this one up. And I just want you guys to focus on this one right here. Of course, it says forcible.
Yeah.
So the forcible rapé for the year 2016 and beyond, the FBI report includes all genders of rapé in forcible rapé categories. Prior to 2016, rapé reports counted were only by females.
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
So they're adding men to this now.
Yep. So to the, pre-2016, there were 91,261 cases of forcible rapé.
Does that give the population of the United States at that time? Is that all?
The population was 320,896,618.
All right. So let's do a little math here. What's that? The 90,000?
91,261.
All right. And then what's the population? 320
million? 320,896,618.
Okay, so at that time and place, you had a 0.0284% chance of falling on a stray unwanted penis. All right.
Now, and then jumping ahead to 2016, where the cases counted both genders. There were 132,000 414.
All right, population. So roughly 40,000 of those were dudes getting hit in the starlet and the chocolate starfish.
Pretty much.
Probably that they're from prison or something, because that's really rampant in the penal system, and it's rarely even talked about.
Yep. If you've seen the movie Let's Go to Prison, during the opening spiel, Dax breaks down the numbers.
Yeah.
This says like four full stadiums of a lot of rapé. It's a lot of rapé going on.
Yep.
It's all in the directional system. And then let's see, we jump up roughly another 3,000, and then it spikes quite a bit. It goes to 143,000 in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually drop in 2019 to 139,815.
You can probably blame that on COVID.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah, listen, I mean, don't get me wrong. Rape, in my opinion, it should be punished with the death penalty. A beat-down rape, you don't deserve to stick around. I'm sorry. You should be flinged into the abyss. All right? But, you know, if you're going to water it down and then try to label all of this, you know, much minor things as at the same level as a beat-down rapé, well, you're actually doing injustice to people who have actually been forcibly raped. Right? You're taking a lot of the wind out of their sails to get justice. Yeah, that, of course, this is just my opinion, but I mean, what the hell do I know?
Yep. And I think modern day, we can thank the Me Too movement for a big part of that. Like, yeah. He held the door open for me and touched my lower back. That's sexual assault. That's, you know,
yeah.
Will, you know, borderline rape. Like, okay, well, there's actresses in Hollywood that were forced to do unspeakable things for them in order to get a job.
Listen, I was so paranoid when I picked up my desk job for the Army. I literally would not allow my door to ever be shut with a woman inside my office alone. I just wouldn't do it. In fact, I had a lot of female soldiers walk up to my office. I'd be like, stop right there. Tell me what's going on. And if it was any like female kind of shit, I'd be like, all right, go see Sergeant T and she'll tell me what the deal is. I don't want to deal with that. Just move along. Cause I don't want to get caught up in that whole dynamic and then, you know, get in trouble. You know, because listen, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I'm not going there. Literally, I shut that shit down from the get. And that's before all this Me Too crap, because I saw lots of guys get hemmed up for just accusations alone. I didn't want any of that on my plate, and I did everything in my power to avoid it.
Yep. I believe they call that the guilty until proven innocent shtick. Yes. Ugh. We saw how a lot of dudes over the years have had to plead their innocent, which some of them, I mean, like the whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing. Yeah, Johnny Depp's a total dickhead, but he got his comeuppance, but he had to fucking fight tooth and nail to prove his innocence.
Correct. You know, and granted, yeah, he's a conceited asshole from what I hear. I don't know him personally, so I can't say that, but.
Right.
But the thing is this, she made all of these crazy wazoo accusations. He got fired from Disney. He got blackballed by Hollywood. He literally had to take her to court twice, once in the UK, which you know you're not going to win over there because that's liberal central. And he had to do it again here stateside to prove his innocence. And there was a whole litany of women from his past that just like, I don't believe this at all. I have never seen that kind of behavior. This is a complete fabrication. But let's be honest. If you are a violent asshole, you're pretty much going to have a history of being a violent asshole. All right. At 50-some-odd years old, you don't all of a sudden become a woman-beaten, you know, abusive, you know, airhead asshole. It just, you know, and as a betting man, I just didn't believe it from the beginning. All right.
But I think we've pretty much covered everything, unless you want to go ahead and do your little blackboard spiel here.
All right.
Actually, before we get started, though, got a net guy 1975 over on Rumble says we need to update the chalkboard. It's not 5:30.
I know. I forgot to do that.
Okay. I will get that done. Get that
done at the end of the night.
Yep. All righty, Pop. Let's get some.
Okay. So this is what we got going on. All right. You got the dudes and the women. All right. They want to enlist in the service. They both start off pretty much the same. All right. Now, the dude, you know, he's going to have to work his ass off, meaning he's going to have to, you know, do his best to max PT, make height and weight. Okay. Weapons qual. All right. And then he's going to have to do his NCO school. And back in my day, back in my day, you had to go to PLDC, right? That, you know, I was basically in the service 3 years and some change before they sent me to PLDC, and I picked up my E5 just shy of 4 years in the service. And I was in the 2nd Ranger Battalion. I was basically... when I went to the board, I was the top pick because I did well on the board and I maxed everything except my PT test. I was like 297 because I just can't seem to max out the sit-ups, but it is what it is. Now, what I saw these women, they do the same thing, but then you get, you know, 62% effort on their PT. Meaning they do like the minimum push-up, the minimum sit-up, and the minimum walk. And a lot of these women barely make height and weight, and they fail it quite often. So you can see that in the record, all right? So I've had women, you know, go up here, and literally they failed height and weight. They weren't flagged. I sent Jimmy a whole regulation on flagging actions. Because I would fill out the flagging actions and send it up the flagpole, and they wouldn't do anything with it. They weren't flagged. So in essence, I have these hard-charging dudes here wanting to get the E5. These women come in, do the bare minimum, and because of affirmative action, they get promoted above these hard-charging hooas. Now, the Army is basically designed for men. So this is a hard pill to swallow. A lot of guys would come up on their 4 or 5 years, 6 years at the end of their first enlistment, and because they were passed up because of bullshit like this, they said, fuck you, going back to Fort Living Room. And I couldn't blame them. They're basically living on their couch right now. Okay, now on top of that, you lost the retirement. Okay. You lost your retirement. Now you have a bunch of these NCOs who are females, and you have some O's that are females in charge of you who have done the bare minimum. What do you think is going to happen when it's time to execute mission? All right. The men that stick around, they're going to have to pick up the slack for these females who do the bare minimum. And that is crushing morale. Okay. Now you have toxic and incompetent leaders up here. You lost the retirement. You have this whole ordeal down here at the lower enlisted ranks because, quite frankly, they're moving these women into leadership positions because of affirmative action, not on merit. All right. The Army used to be on merit. You wanted to be an NCO, you better be the fucking best candidate for the job or go fuck off. These women don't have to do that at all. And on top of that, now you have the trans people who play fast and loose with all the regulations. They don't even have to make height and weight or PT, but yet they're still keeping around and they're promoting these people above the hard-charging soldiers at the bottom. Okay. Now, this also happens at the mid mid ranks of the NCOs, and we're talking E6 and E7 and a little bit of E8, not so much at the higher ranks yet, but it's coming. All right. This is going to have a cascading effect for our entire military service. This is not good. And for the most part, this is basically the torpedo below the waterline that's going to destroy our military, and they're going to have to go back to the draft to unfuck all of this. Go woke, go broke. That might be a good term for Target or Budweiser, but not for the military, who basically puts their foot in other military's asses when they get stupid. And people get stupid all the time. Now, am I defending all of the wars and shit the United States was in? No, I am not. All right. A lot of them, in my opinion, were useless and done strictly to pad the pockets of individuals in the in basically the industrial complex. All right. But at the end of the day, I was in the Army. My number one job was to make sure, you know, American servicemen did not get killed or injured in the line of duty or due to enemy action. And I went to great lengths to make sure that didn't fucking happen. Okay. That's how it works. All right. And I wanted to bring this to your attention so you know the truth. When you hear all of these media outlets, you know, crying about the sexual assault in the military, it's out of control. They're not making their numbers, you know. I'm telling you why that's happening. And I'm giving you the actual, I'm showing you the stats and the sources so you can make your own decisions. Period. All right. Anything else? Are you there? Uh-oh.
Muted myself.
Okay.
I always do that. I do want to give a shout out to Billy Von Baum. He is starting up a stream as we speak, all about prepping, and he's got Crusader Nate joining him on there. So,
okay,
be sure to check that out, there, gentlemen. Let me drop the link in the chats here.
And I believe Trump is with Tucker Carlson tonight. I don't know if they're talking right now or not.
I believe they are sometime tonight.
Okay,
can't remember when they are, but. Dropping the link in the chats here for Billy's stream. Get out. All right, there we go. All righty. Start over here on Rumble. Let's see. John Rain, $20. He says, here's some money to help the show's bottom line. Hope it helps, even if it's only for some Jack Daniels honey or Jim Beam apple.
Yummy. Jim Beam apple is awesome.
Yes. I got John Rain again. Weirdly, my first few female leaders in the service were all dope AF. They were stern but fair, but they set me up for failure regarding most other women I encountered. most were lazy or incompetent.
Yep. Shocker. There you go.
So you got Steve OUK says, don't you know that bullets fired at women travel slower than those fired at men? And a
yes, that is a well-known fact. Yeah, yep. You got me on that one.
And a 50-pound ruck on a man's shoulder magically becomes 35 pounds when placed on a woman.
Uh-huh. I've seen that before as well.
Yep, I got Digital Dew says, hey, bitches, vids, and memes sent. Pop, what's your favorite heavier weapon?
Oh, well, thank God. Like, define heavier, like 128-pound 50-cal machine gun heavy or 11.6-pound M60 machine gun heavy or the 10.3-pound M24 sniper rifle heavy? Because if I had to pick one, I would pick the 50 cal, because when you get behind that thing, you are literally an instrument of death. There's virtually nothing you can't shoot through except for like a tank and a heavy reinforced bunker that's probably 3 feet thick. But if you have enough ammo, you can chew right through that. So I'd have to go with the 50 cal heavy machine gun.
I would have to go with that myself. Got a Steve OUK says, in my 20 years ADAF, I never once saw a woman complain about not going into a dangerous situation. 100% of the time, they became spontaneously ill instead. My children need me was a common excuse.
Yes, yes. And listen, I've had male soldiers, you know, try to pull that shit. And I pull them aside and I'm like, bro, this is the way it works. I understand you're scared. But this is fucking combat. You volunteered to be here, and you are going to execute the mission. Now shut the fuck up and drive on.
Yeah, all right, jumping over here to YouTube here. Got Crazy Uncle with $10. He says, I was a drill with the ACFT standard. When I was there, the entire cycle, I had zero personnel failure. It can be done if the trainee and drill give a sheet.
Okay. Okay, that's a good perspective.
Yeah. Got a Soldier Girl 2022 here with 1999. Good to see you in the chat. Got a Sean St. George 499. Affirmative action is reverse racism. Mediocrity should be the only standard. Meritocracy.
Meritocracy, not mediocrity. Like what? That's liberal. That's how liberals operate in mediocrity.
I'm not an English major like Blake.
No, I know. It's all good though.
I got Alex Patino with $10. Says, I was a 19D cavalry scout and lost lots of times. I had to carry up to 70 pounds of gear plus weapons and an LRSSS-3 for OP emplacement. Sit there for up to 7 days just training and observing enemy movement, cold, wet, and hot.
Yep, I did the same thing in LRS. Live in a hole, call in shit on the radio, and then run away after you run out of food and water.
Yeah. And a dung is funny over $2. He says, Pop, don't be a dummy. Put it on her tummy. yeah, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. If you're going to be a fool, don't be a dummy. Put it on her tummy.
Yep.
Got a Kevin Dilio. Yep, with $10. He says, you talked about the coof yesterday. I work in the cell phone industry. People would give me shit about wearing a mask, but yet I touch dozens of people's phones a day.
All right. Well, I don't, if you want to use it, that's fine. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. But in my opinion, you'd be better served, taking zinc, and vitamin C and vitamin D.
Yep. Alex Patino again says, I'm sure we could have stayed longer, but training and time constraints always crunch down training time for 19Ds. Our PT scores, we had to get 275 points.
Yep. That's pretty much special operation standards.
Yep. Yeah. I got Dungus Fun back. He says, yep. He just says it again. Pope Pop, don't be a dummy. Put it on our tummy. YouTube is making it hard for me to tell jokes. So who knows what's really true in old books?
Yep. Go to Rumble. Hey. Leave your jokes on Rumble.
Yep. There you go. We got Scarecrow with $49.99. So that warrants one of these.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
All right.
Says, catching your streams is the best part of my night. Pops for POTUS.
You don't want me to do that. It would be very bad. There's a lot of people that would get their ass kicked so hard it'd make their head spin.
Yeah, but they deserve it. I got a Norcephius for $5. Shiwi, how about a gash guzzler? Or CPR, cock-like poon reservoir?
That's pretty nice. Good, man. It's pretty good.
The pimped out platypus for $5. He says, women will want to cook, clean, hang out in the kitchen, and have babies again if there's another draft and major war. Just like in Ukraine.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Except in the Ukraine, if you're under the age of 60 and, basically 16 to 60, you're automatically in the military. They just grab you, pull you off the street, and that's how it is.
Yep. All righty. Alex, last one over here on YouTube. Alex Patino comes back and says, Pop, you forgot that they may slap rounds mini sabot. I have seen what a slap round can do when it's in a been poorly loaded and shot through a single shot 50 caliber weapon. If you if you're curious, go check out Kentucky Ballistics.
I love that guy.
He's awesome.
You're talking about the time when the 50 cal blew up in his face and he almost died. Dude, that was some ruthless shit, man. I'm so glad he didn't die. I like that guy.
Just put a thumb in it. I actually bought one of his shirts for that. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I had to because of the double entendre on it. So in case I wear it out to public. So all right, we'll jump over here to MGTOW.TV. MGTOW Mando, we always enjoy the shenanigans. Just stay away from the North American sushi. Hey, man, you're all right. I got single for life. They should make an all-female team and let them operate with other female teams.
Yes, they should.
They should, but we've kind of seen what happens with the all-female teams, you know, the all-female Canadian firefighters.
Mm-hmm. You're talking clusterfuck school? Yeah,
I understand. Didn't go up too good for them. See, Mando's got a couple over here. He says, if they're complaining about staying on the base, then they are not looking at what they can do to support the mission. When I deployed, I logged more time in the motor pool than any other two soldiers in my company that were running convoys.
And so that's how it should be.
And his last one here, I would love to know the ratio of women initiating SA against men. But then we know that's always the man's fault.
It is. It's pretty much one directional.
Yep. All right. Let's see here. Jumping over to Odyssey here. I got Schmuck with the $25. If you're hitting Billy's show later, it is a requirement to survive that you drink.
All right.
Got a Schmuck again here. He says, Pop, these stories are a litmus test on the state of the nation in all reality. Please keep questioning them on the decisions that they make and pointing out the problems.
I always do that, man. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yep. All right. Got a Chief Kickabitch of the Slapaho Nation. Says, Damn it, Pop. I don't have time for all your ongoing content production and you are talking about military meaning. I can't resist. At least I can listen on my phone as I work. If women can't keep up outside the wire, save yourself and run, leaving them to their faith. A Charlie story tomorrow.
Unfortunately, you'll get crucified for that. And listen, the command that was basically leaving those women back in the compound and not letting them out the wire, they're being nice. Because they're just saying in an indirect fashion that you suck and you don't meet the standard. And you're only here because they're forcing me to tolerate you.
Yep. And we got Mr. Rhett here with $5. He says, there are too few women in the military for the percentage of sexually harassed men to be high. And that's not so equal opportunity.
Yep.
Chief Kickabitch of the Slapaho Nation says, none of the women were rapaid. Weinstein's crimes was solicitation of Smekshacht in return for something of value. They could have walked, but didn't. That makes them whores, not rapay victims.
Whores. Yep.
He's got a point.
Yep.
Got a point on that one. All right, let me just double check the chats. I'm not missing any chats here. And we'll check out Digital Dudes spiel here. I think we're all good here. All right, bring them up real fast. All righty. When a cougar gets so old, she needs hearing aid. She becomes a deaf leopard.
I like it.
You do know what still has seven arms and still sucks, right?
What?
Def Leppard. Yeah, I know that's a messed up joke.
It's all right. He lost his arm. It is what it is.
Yep. Where's that? Oh, you bastard. Where'd it go?
You bastards!
You bastard! Oh, you fucker.
Did you lose it?
closed out on me, man, you fucker. Where'd it go? Hang on, let me do this here. Back out of that. Come on. Give me the link.
All right.
There. Oh, what the hell? Back up. You fucker. Murphy! Fuck off, man.
It's not working?
No, I had to reopen it.
All right.
Tab here. There we go. All right. Now we should be working.
All right.
Fucking hell, man. Murphy, you're a dick. Piss off.
Y'all know that.
Yeah. But when nobody knows who you were till you got on your knees.
Yep.
I guess the next hurricane is going to be named Hurricane Monica, and she's really going to blow things over.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man. Let's see here. Oh, God. Prepare yourselves, gentlemen, because you might need a new Night Terror Demon after this one.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That is very accurate.
Oh, my Lord. It is.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Get that off the screen. God. Ugh. All right. That was terrible, man. Terrible. Terrible. All right. Let me download the clips here. Hopefully.
How many clips we got?
Yeah. Three clips here. So shouldn't be too bad here. Be saved. Hopefully. Not copyright material or anything like that here. So, all right, close that out. Bring them up here.
Yeah, we cannot have a copyright strike.
Yeah, let me see here. Okay, this one I think should be good here. Right up here, share screen, entire screen. Yeah, boom. All right.
If your dick made a sound every time it got hard, what would you want that sound to be?
All right. Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fitting. That's fitting.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one. All right. Where's the folder? Go. What do we got here on this one? Nope. Oh boy. Here we go with the government telling us stuff is real. Stuff is everything. What do we got here?
Aliens are real. When are you going to set age limits on Congress? You're all way too fucking old. Where's all the money you're sending to Ukraine going? You're clearly laundering it. Show us Epstein's client list. Aliens are real. Yeah, nobody fucking cares. Shit.
It's not wrong there.
Yep, that's pretty much been the talking point. Oh yeah, check it out. Aliens are real. Like, yeah, sorry about that. Not buying it. All right. Oh. There we go. An update on an old story, but still pretty relevant.
The second count of murder in the second degree. Guilty?
Yes, sir.
And doing so freely and voluntarily?
Yes.
Doing so because you are guilty?
Yes, sir.
All right.
The reason I killed him was because he was a child molester.
But you did in fact kill him?
Oh, sure.
And you intended to kill
him? Oh, sure. Yes. Well, if it's all right, I'd like to tell you where it started.
Go ahead.
All right, well, he was my bunkie, and I had found out that he was in prison for child molestation, a really bad case. So that night he was trying to justify why he did it, and I just told him to be quiet, and he would have to leave in the morning to find a new cell. But he continued to talk about it and try to justify it. So he was a little bit bigger than me, so I got down, and I hit him in his face a few times, and when he fell, I wrapped a cord around his neck, and I took his life.
All right.
I would say cut his sentence in half.
Well, here's what's going to happen. As the law enforcement community and the legal system degenerates, you're going to see more vigilante justice, because if you can't get justice in the courts, historically speaking, people get it outside the courts.
Yep. And usually when they get justice outside the courts, it is swift and
usually fatal.
No mercy. That looks like, let me just do a quick double check here through the chats. I got Caleb on over here. We're on Odyssey with a couple. He says, here's a fun look. Prince Harry is getting divorced.
Is he? If he's getting divorced, please send me any information to redonkulous12@gmail.com, because that's going to be one hell of a pimp tart wifestitute. It'll be great. Oh my God, I can't wait for that one.
Yep, I actually did just do a quick Google search, and apparently, yep.
Oh, really?
That is going to happen.
We knew that was going to happen.
That's why you don't stick your dick in crazy.
Yep.
See, he's got another one here. Caleb on says, aliens are real. Yep. And I bet they roll the windows up and lock the doors when they get close to our solar system.
They probably do. Yeah, Earth is the Detroit of the solar system.
Yeah. If the aliens come down and say, we are taking over your government and we will be in charge now, I'm like, all right, cool. Just don't screw it up like the last people did. We'll be all right.
Well, I don't know if I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, that's true, but I would say. But that looks like that is through everything. So, Pop. Safety briefing.
All right, gentlemen, don't drink and drive, and don't drink and swim. That never ends well. Use a condom, flush it down the toilet, and watch it go. Beware of loose women, because even with a condom, you run the risk of a burning ring of fire. Things are getting crazy out there, so pack up, rack up, and stack up, and there's safety in numbers. All right, maintain your situational awareness and keep your head on a swivel so you do not die, because I'm sick of burying you, you sons of bitches. All right.
Looks like we had one more chat sneak in here. We got ADV Dad, $7.99 from Australia. Says, hello, Dad, from Dan Anda, you custard junket puppers.
Okay.
Nice. All righty, gents. Well, we will be seeing you guys tomorrow sometime.
Yep. Well, we'll run the stream tomorrow, but I will not be here on Friday. I am going to a reunion with a bunch of paratroopers I served in Iraq with.
Hell yeah. Sounds like a fun time. What'd you say? You're going to grill up some flesh and shoot some lead?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
All righty, gents. See you tomorrow night.
Take it easy.